You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. Gina took a siesta day, but I'm here with Danny, station manager, and my favorite person in the world, Jennifer, is in the studio today. Hi, Jen.
Hello, hello.
Jennifer, you got time right there while you're sitting there to remind our friends on Facebook that we're on and live while I'm... Did we forget to do that? We forgot to go on. If you're listening, welcome to the show here today in 321-437-1567 or 321-305-9906, the number that we're going to be changing to in the new year. We'll get you. You can text us all of your questions and concerns. And if you just want to yell at me or you want to yell at Danny, I'll take Danny's comments also if you want to comment on anything here in Brevard. We've got a lot happening this week, but let's talk about the last week. Jen, what was the best part of last week? Was there a good...
That it's
let
over.
Me think. Was there a good part of last week? Let me
that
just think.
It's over.
We had the election, and I think it went well because we had no fires that night. Did you hear of any fires? I don't think we had any fires. I was expecting some flames. Usually I always tell John, you know... What did I say to John? Because I said I wanted to get flames from Amazon. Liar, pants on fire. So there was no flames anywhere. We had the Hardopolis event, which I have to tell you was a big turnout. Everybody was happy in the building.
You did a fabulous job on that, by the way. I don't know if anybody even got to tell you that, but you
nobody
did a great
told
job.
Me that.
Angela did a great job on her end of it, but your end had to kind of play it by ear a couple
we
of times.
We did. So let's talk about that because we're in the food service. You know, I always say to people, what's cooking in the 321 is not necessarily about food. However, that's my expertise is food. You can tell by looking at me. This body doesn't come from water alone. It comes from a lot of intake of good food. Lately, some disappointing food. We can talk about that later in the show. But the show is not, what's cooking in 321 is definitely not just food. It is what's happening, what's going on in Brevard. Sometimes we'll voyage down to Vero Beach. Sometimes we'll voyage, you know, Daytona. That's in Brevard. Is Daytona? No. Daytona's not in Brevard. What do
that's
I know?
Volusia.
That's Volusia. But sometimes we'll go over to Orlando. We're going to talk a little about Orlando today because John and I got to go to Margaritaville. And we're going to talk about that since we've got one happening in Brevard. But the Hardopolis party, so for those of you in the restaurant world, this was one of those things where we plan an event. We start planning this event, you know, a couple months in advance, and everything's, you know, we've got an event planner on board, and everything's going well. And then the night before, and Jen and I take a trip to Navarre Beach to do the wedding. And while we're there on Sunday, on the way back, we get a text saying everything's been changed. We're going to change everything about this party. Is going to change. We had a VIP and all this VIP food. No, we're going to open it up to the public, which I think was a good move, by the way. I thought that showed that everybody's voice is the same and everybody's the same and nobody's VIP. Everybody's equal. So I liked the idea, but all the same, at the last in the 12th hour, we're changing everything. We're changing menu. We're changing where it goes. We're just changing everything. So I roll with that pretty well. But then that night, that was on Sunday. On Tuesday, at the event started at 6 o'clock. I believe it was 6:45. They changed again on us. Mm-hmm. And we went to concession. I don't know who could have done that change but us. I'm going to brag about it. We had the food because we have food for, 3,000 people for the gun show. Thank God we had the food because they all of a sudden said, you know what? We want to feed everybody. Open the concession to your normal menu. And we're like, what? What? Yes. And we're paying for it. So everybody ate. All 600 people got something from that concession. So, and it was just John cooking with me helping, and we flipped. We totally flipped what we were doing in the, that's way past the 12th hour. And that was like time to go home, but we rolled with it, and I think that we did a good night. So there's how life is for service people when we're working. So see, and no one on the outside of that counter felt what we were. It's like, oh, you know what? We got to change it up now. And we did. I said, John, step aside on the line for a minute. Let me in there. Let me help. And we did. We were a team, and the night ended up well. What'd you think of the night, Jennifer?
I think it went really well, considering there were so many last-minute changes and so many people that just really didn't know what was going on the opposite side of the counter. Most of them had no clue that there was a change, that there was a deviation from anything. Everything went really, really smooth.
I'm glad I have you the pit bull, making sure I get paid. Because when they do these changes, it's like you don't have the money in your hand. Sometimes you get a little bit, even though I knew the Hardopsis were not ever, I worked with them and their friends, and they've always been most gracious. However, all of a sudden they go, open up your concession. Who's paying? Who's paying for this? And you can't get to anybody because everybody's busy. Everybody's doing the whole election thing, and it's like, who's paying? Who really said that we should do this? you really don't know. So, yeah, Jennifer was the pit bull on the floor and did a good job. Made sure that before I left for the night that everything was, all the T's were crossed. That's over the I's. So we had that this week. And then one of the big things that's happening here in Brevard is on US 1. For those of you that have been here a really long time, it used to be a Shooter's. It used to be Shooter's Restaurant. Danny, do you remember Shooter's Restaurant?
I've never been there.
Okay, so Shooter's Restaurant used to be a really cool restaurant. I would compare it to something like the Chart House. It was on the water on US 1, and this is where the new Margaritaville is going.
Oh.
Now, when you look at that strip of land, I'm telling you, it looks like a little strip of land. Because Jennifer and I had the opportunity to go to the Margaritaville in Orlando, in Kissimmee, the one in Kissimmee.
It's near Disney. So,
the hotel. Yeah. And I got to tell you, first of all, when you check in, they ask you if you want a blue or an orange rum runner. That's my way to be greeted when you go into a hotel. that is food and beverage. That is what's cooking in the 3-2-1. Outside of the 3-2-1, that was a great idea. I think we should do it at all of our hotels. Hand your drink. You'll probably be a lot less complaining, I would imagine. Give them two. They gave me one for each fist. I was like, oh, I like here. Funny thing that in the, hospitality, their computers were down. And they had to manually check me in. Even the credit card, we had to write my credit card number down. There was nothing to swipe.
That's
remember
crazy.
The old days you had this little swiper where you get this, thing that goes through three pieces of paper. You swipe it and it gets sent in and whatever. You probably got your money a month. I don't remember how long it took. But, yeah, it was old school way. And the staff had to, go, oh, my gosh, how do we do this? How do we do this? So you actually had to write your credit card. So, see, even in a big hotel, famous for this, famous for that, there's still problems. Still things happen. So when we're dining out and we're in restaurants, you guys, things happen. The poop happens, okay? Mm-hmm. And we just got to roll with it, and we have to be a little kinder. I know I left Jennifer outside sitting out there. No, I did come out with two drinks. She's like, oh, my God, what, were you in there drinking? I'm like, no, they're old school. They lost their computers. But all the same, it brings me to when we drove by the space that that place is going in, and I'm not sure. I wish Gina was here today because, you know, Gina's marketing for the city. I don't know if it's going to be just a restaurant or if it's going to be a hotel and restaurant. And I sort of heard it was going to be a hotel and restaurant. Maybe I'm wrong. If somebody wants to text me and give me the 911, the FYI on that.
With the size, yeah, it's going to be.
It looks like the size of the pool.
Yeah.
The area that they're building in looks like the size because they had one of the biggest pools I've ever seen. And I don't think even a little pool could fit on that space. So I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see what they're going to put there.
And I know at Universal there's a Margaritaville restaurant. Maybe it's just going to be a restaurant, but I sort of remember hearing hotels. So if you've got that information,
I mean, parking alone is going to take up more space than that's showing right by the river.
And so. I think everything here is starting to park underneath or above, like the Melby. They've got all the parking on the first, second, third floor, which is weird. And they do not have enough parking. Mm-hmm. It's not enough parking downtown. More places downtown I noticed this weekend, too, closed. One whole block right before the railroad tracks where Continental Flambé is now a restaurant, which I heard is a good Mediterranean place. Got to check that out. But all the same, that whole block.
The Lumberjack.
The Lumberjack Axe Place. Mm-hmm. So now our friends in Cocoa, I hear that their axe throwing place is doing, or hatchet throwing place, is doing very well. We need to go do that. In a sumo suit.
Oh boy.
You know, let's get our aggressions out. Jennifer and
that
I
has
agree
to go on TikTok.
That there should be one of those rooms nearby. Forget the maze rooms where, like, you can't find your way out. What are
those
called?
Escape rooms.
Escape rooms. Forget that. We need a
break it room.
Yeah, we need a break it room. Do you know of one around, Danny?
Nope.
All right. So
I know
listen,
exactly what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. There's what we need, you guys. Somebody needs to open a break it room. You need to have a little bit of a. You need what's the octagon like they do for MMA? You need an octagon in there also with the sumo suits that you can put on each other so you can run in each other. You need, you know, something with fake glass so you can break glass, hammers that can break glass. Yeah, definitely. I think forget the restaurant openings. We need a breakout. We need a breakout room. Definitely. That's a great idea you had this week.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So with these places closing downtown, do you think one of the issues is parking because people can't park to go to these places?
I don't
places?
Know. We've been doing it forever. You know, I'm long-term here. I've been here forever. This is my home. You know, people say, when are you coming home, you know, from Detroit? No, this is my home. I've been here since I was 16 years old. You know, I finished school, and my parents waited for the day for me to graduate so that we could be here full-time. But you know, we've never had a parking place ever, and now we have the city hall with parking. So we've got more parking than we've ever had actually downtown. So especially that block has.
Maybe it's the amount of people that are actually getting out and going, and then there's less parking now because everything is crowded. Everything is always crowded. This past weekend when we went downtown and.
Well, and there was the food and wine show, which I heard nothing about. Mm-hmm. Usually big talk about that. Didn't hear a word. Facebook.
And across from, what is it, Pineapples, there was something going on in that parking lot. Didn't know anything about it.
Right.
There's just not a lot of advertisement.
So that's
why
I'm wondering if people just don't have money to advertise or because it seems.
Maybe they're relying on Facebook or social media, but they could do so much more.
So, you know what? And she didn't just say that to lead up into this because we are totally non-scripted. But I can tell you, my friends who own restaurants, please take the number. What's cooked in 321? You all know how to get a hold of me. We'll advertise here for you for $75. We'll get your event out. Mm-hmm. We'll let you call in. We'll let you come in. We've got a whole package that goes with that. You get like 10,000 cups. You get a whole bunch of stuff when you do your advertising with us.
You don't get 10,000 cups. I think you put your name on
you get,
the cups.
Yes, you get your name on 10,000 cups. I mean,
Kim's disclaimer.
Yeah, Kim's disclaimer there. Remember that I make up words and say stuff so you can't hold me to anything I say. But we'll definitely get the word out there so that you can fill your event. or at least we'll help you to get people to your event the best we can for as little money as we can. So, because we'd love to have you on the show. It brings us to a couple things. You know, I hope that somebody, is it Kreiderman's.
Yes.
Okay, so Kreiderman's was opening. They closed the place in downtown. You know, I don't think down there they had a parking problem. So they closed down there. Don't really know why. Would love to get them to reach out to us and maybe even come on the show or ask, because people are asking us. But Kreiderman's closed downtown. Then they're building this freestanding, it used to be a gas station on US 1, just north of O'Galley on US 1. And now it looks, there's no signs out there anymore.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing saying coming soon. There's nothing
there's
before.
There's been no construction going on.
Yeah, no construction. It's cleaned up, but, you know, it looks bright and cheery. However, there's nothing going on there. So I wonder what happened to them. But what I can tell you, I'm a little excited about, there is a... there's a company going into where Kreiderman's was downtown on New Haven there, Strawbridge, called Taco River. They're a not your average hole in the wall. It's a Colorado company. They've got four places in Colorado. They're a Mexican and Colorado fare restaurant. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I love tacos. Tacos is one of my favorite foods. So,
and we've actually not spoken with them.
Right, we haven't.
We're checking out downtown and just commenting on how things are closing, and then there's this cute little place opening, and
yeah.
So Kim got out and
they've got a beautiful sign
over there and kind of got a good view of it, so
I love tacos.
Hopefully it'll be good. Yes,
I do love tacos. So Taco River, if you know anything about Taco River, because I did reach out to the Colorado place, I did call, like, you know, they didn't answer. Maybe they're on Colorado time, obviously, but I would love to hear what's happening at Taco River. And maybe we can christen Taco River when it opens up with some Hardopolis champagne that was left or something. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to that. They're a local family. I love, even though they have four places in Colorado, they're a local family that owns the business. And they're bringing flavors of Mexico and Colorado to our lovely downtown Melbourne area.
I hope they weren't basing it on the fact if Amendment 3 passed or not, because it did not.
I can't believe that one. That one was
really
a little
surprised.
Bit of a shock.
It had to have 60%. It had the most votes, but it didn't have 60%. It had to have 60%, and it didn't. It got, like, I think 55 or 58.
I don't like that whole 60% thing.
Yeah, back in the day.
It's like, raise your hands. Count
back
the
in the
hands.
Day, if you won, you won.
Yeah,
but now
count the hands. Was it 13
else.
To 12? You won. Yeah. So, Sam, did you get out of the studio to vote?
Oh, I voted the first week they had early voting.
Oh, early voting.
I didn't waste no time.
Early voting. Listen, we are here today because we'd like to be here, but because Melbourne Seafood Station graciously has put it out there again, continues to pay for the show, and we love Nick Moon, and he's got the two locations right now. One's on Harbor City. It's right there at US 1 and Strawbridge, and the other one's on Palm Bay Road in North Melbourne, over there by the Walmart and Long Doggers and all that. Still the best value in town. I don't just say that because he pays for my show. I say that because where can you go and eat for under 10 bucks? And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but they have $5 kids meals.
Mm-hmm.
That's like chicken and rice.
And like $10 lunches.
$10. They're still under $10 for lunch.
And then their big dinner, family dinner thing.
Oh, yeah. $29 for their family dinners. They've got the beach. They've got bowls, baskets, boils. They've got really good salmon. Salmon filet dinner, cod dinners. Their salmon dinner is $17 with two sides. Their cod dinner is $14. Here's one that I have to try, though. Uncle Kenny's sausage, $13, served with mac and cheese or shrimp and grits. You can get shrimp and grits there too. So anyways, make sure you stop in one of the Melbourne Seafood Stations. Tell them what's cooking in the 321 sent you. Also, if you are my 25th texter saying I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood, we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to go and try it. Donna Grigsby was she blew the phone up last time. She was nonstop. I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood. Donna Grigsby, I will be getting to.
She almost got beat out.
She almost did get beat out, but I have to tell you, Donna, we're going to get you your gift certificate so you can go eat at Melbourne Seafood from What's Cooking in 321 and Melbourne Seafood Station. So we've got some other things going on. Now, you're up there in Titusville.
I am.
Have you been to the historic Cocoa Village ever?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because I know we went to a couple things downtown. Mm-hmm. I love Cocoa Village. You're from this area.
Yeah.
You been to the theater there?
The Playhouse?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I enjoy that.
The beautiful historic one?
Beautiful historic.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's very nice.
It's beautiful.
So, now I only know because there was a gentleman, Ritib, that I was, which he passed away. He was a fellow restaurant person too. But does it look different? Is it revamped? Is it new and improved?
I wouldn't go there, but it's nice inside.
It is?
Yeah.
The one in Titusville got a nice facelift on the outside. It's very, very bright blue.
And we need to go see them too.
Yeah.
So the Cocoa one, they've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They're going to be live on stage November 22nd to December 8th. So next week you can start. I think that during the days they have like one show a couple days a week, and then they have on Saturdays and Sundays, two shows, I believe. But you can definitely call the historic Cocoa Village Playhouse. They're at 300 Brevard, that's downtown Cocoa. Mm-hmm. And you can get all the info and get tickets for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I got to tell you, we love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in my house.
I'll be going.
I don't care if it was the old one with, who was that?
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, and then the new one with Johnny Depp.
Yes.
I love them both equally.
Yeah, but you can't beat the original.
Johnny Depp's pretty out there, though. I mean,
your originals are always better,
gonna be better
than
exactly.
Your remake.
So I'm on this one, I can go either way. I really loved Johnny Depp in the role because he's so far out there. And he wore
Tim Burton,
purple suit so well.
Exactly. Well, Tim Burton makes everything
Burton,
over the
yes.
top. And that's what everything he does is any remake, which you're going to expect it to be more. But for the lack of technology and just the actual acting, I'm with Danny on this.
That's
Gene
like
Wilder.
You, that's like them, you know, saying, okay, let's make a remake of Jaws. You're not going to have the original Jaws.
However, the effects would be so much better, though. The effects
would
be good.
Yeah, but you would know. I mean, that's the thing is these kids have no clue about what real...
Do you remember the movie The Blob?
Right.
Yeah.
The
Blob.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can go to Universal and see Jaws.
Yeah.
You know, you can go, or not Universal, wherever it is in California, and see the original Jaws. That's not going to be available in 10 years or more because everything's done computerized.
Right. That's
AI
true.
AI takes over everything.
It kept us out of the water for a while. I was a surfer. 3 days. 3 days max. We keep looking for sharks. For some reason, Brevard is not harboring sharks anymore or something. Cause, so I've been in that condo now. I don't know. I think, let's see.
What, you've been there maybe
sharks
on the 15th, it'll be 2 months.
Yeah.
So 2 months, I've not seen one shark.
Yeah, she'll call me and go.
They're there.
So you're because you're a fisherman. You're in the water. Okay. I can tell you, though, when I lived at the Jade Palm, I was on the 5th floor. Now I'm on the 3rd. So is it the height distance? Is it the distance why I'm not seeing them? Because I'm telling you, I look every day.
You should be. If you have a plane and you drive over there, over the beach in Brevard County.
I've seen pictures from planes, and there's like hundreds.
There's all kinds of sharks up and down the beach.
Right.
I'm telling you, year round.
Okay, so this time of year, though, at that 5th floor, I could sit, and right after dusk, you would see sharks, not a shark. You would see sharks feeding, and you could tell they'd be doing their circles. They'd be going all over, and then you'd see the dolphins come out and scare them away. I'm telling you, I haven't seen. I was bragging, going, "Oh, no sharks in front of my place. I picked a good place. I could swim there."
In October, we have the mullet run. Okay, when the mullet run happens down the beaches,
the sharks come out.
Everything comes out, and the sharks are just like all over.
Well, let me tell you, in October, didn't see one.
That's
not
unusual.
One. That's what I'm saying. Where's all the sharks?
They're out
there. I'm going to knock on wood.
They're out there, believe me.
So
more than ever.
I haven't seen one. I thought I saw one today, and it was seaweed.
Yeah, she called me. She's like,
"Now, it
sharks.
Could be,
no.
I've heard, these are just things that I've heard, and it's true. When they were doing a lot of the beach work,
yeah,
the water was so dirty.
Yeah.
Everything stayed way off the beach because they didn't want nothing to do with to come up to that beach where it was dirty and muddy.
I know my mom used to say, get out of the water. It's dirty. You're not, the sharks can't tell it's you or a something or a fish.
Right.
So for whatever reason, because I was thinking it was global warming, the water's too warm.
The water is too warm.
The water is too warm. But what was it? 72, I think. We actually
and I think it was 78 the other day, 78. But it felt much, much colder just walking through it.
And it was a cool night last night. We had that weird moon. It was a very weird moon. The night before had a little circle around it. But out there, it looks like good water for a shark to me if I were a shark. But I'm telling you, I haven't seen any.
You may not see them, they're there.
Well,
I promise you, they are there.
So I know when I used to surf, we see them all the time. We'd be in, they'd be in closer to shore than we would. But anyways, I don't feel like we're in shark infested waters right now.
I don't blame you.
Listen, we got Harley Davidson, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. They're having their police motorcycle challenge, 14th, 15th, 16th. I want you to go to Space Coast Harley Davidson. We talked about this the last show. The police, and you used to be a cop. Did you used to do anything like this, like the police runs and all that?
No. I worked mostly with the Department of Corrections in the prisons.
Yeah.
And then with the Sheriff's Department
and
the jails.
That's so scary. I would not want to be doing that.
I'm a lot meaner than I look.
Huh?
I'm a lot meaner than I look.
I know you mean. I said the pit bull the other night. But this is always a good thing. Everyone is doing, and we're going to have, I don't know if you remember last year, Danny, I don't remember if you were here or not, Feeding the Locals, Thanksgiving time. We've got Jill with Feeding the Locals, who's also the other one that does alcohol with me in Brevard. But we take care of people that live here, work here, and just need that extra little help.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the police do such a good job of getting things like that for our locals, and then also like the Toys for Tots. They do these bike runs. Space Coast Harley Davidson is going to have a lot of them. That's why I want you to go to their site. We're going to, starting probably next week, we'll keep all you guys posted to what's going on every single week, but where you can bring toys. They're going to have lots of motorcycle runs. They're having, they've got it's called Hog Grill and Chill, December 7th. They've got on the 7th is also their toy run, which is going from West Palm all the way up here. I think Daytona's closed, if I'm not mistaken, or was it?
Titusville closed. I think Daytona's
still open.
Because you have the big bike fest every year.
So something
there
tells me that they're starting at one or the other, and that's why until we get all that right information, you can go to the Space Coast Harley Davidson. But it's all good causes. Like I said, the police are starting it out, and it's going to be getting toys for everybody. If you're out there and you do have something you're doing in your place, or you're working with any of the places that is getting toys for tots and toys for little ones for Christmas, let us know. We'll even let you come on the air and talk about it, because we want every kid to have a Christmas this year. I know a lot of people are hurting this year, so.
Going back to your Thanksgiving Day that everybody is doing, LifePoint Ministries has got a Table of Grace on Thanksgiving Day from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's a free holiday meal. And again, it's LifePoint Ministries at 4220 South Hopkins Avenue in Titusville. Titusville doesn't get a lot of love. We don't know a lot of things that go on up there other than when I'm up there. But that's a really good program that they do. They do that in Hummingbird Pantry. They are always doing phenomenal things.
Okay, so do they do that Thanksgiving Day, do you know, or is it like the week before?
It's Thanksgiving Day.
It's Thanksgiving
Day. 1 to 3.
Okay.
They do have an event on Facebook. That's actually where I found it.
Okay.
To let some people know about it.
So we want to make sure that everybody eats for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
My place is small now. I can't go on Facebook and invite everybody to dinner this year. But in the past, I've always done that. We've always had a couple extra bodies, and I mean, I love that. Now, here's something flipping right to the we have to get our, because let's talk about a disclaimer for the radio station. The radio station doesn't necessarily share, no one ever shares my views, but we talk about a lot of things on the show because it is what's cooking in the 321. Not necessarily our views, certainly not the radio's views.
Right.
But we have one here that, and especially after this election, I'm just not sure about, because the old Pizza Hut in Indy Atlantic has now turned into, I really thought it was going to be, because it was called Sunburn, I thought it was going to be a, like, cool beach place. I was a little excited about it because the place is cheery looking and fresh looking. That's been in, that Pizza Hut's been a little decrepit building for a while. You know, in Indy Atlantic, have you been down that way?
I haven't been down that way in quite a while.
It's one of the older Pizza Huts. You remember with the red roofs? Because there is one up here also. But so it's one of the last ones. I think there's one on 520, if I'm not mistaken. There's still a red roof Pizza Hut, and there's maybe it's sort of by the Merritt Island.
No, the one in Merritt Island closed.
It's closed. No, they closed, but it's still there. Yeah. So the only one left is in Rockledge on US 1. And they're sort of starting to switch it over to their kiosks, you know, where they put Taco Bell or somebody else in with it, whatever. So this one in the Atlantic was one of the last where you could, I used to love it. You could actually go, I'm, you know, pizza concierge. What is it called?
Connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
That's the one. Connoisseur. Say it again.
Connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Connoisseur. Connoisseur. Okay. I consider myself a pizza connoisseur, all right?
There you go.
But, and I always get mad when people say the best pizza. Oh, no. That might be the best pizza you like. Because pizza is very personal.
Very subjective.
It is.
Absolutely. So there's no the best. It's what you like. And some days I like this kind, and some days I like that kind. Yeah.
Exactly.
Some days I want a deep dish, Sicilian, granny pie. I could go over them all. Some day I want that Italian piece from Bizarro's. And, yes. So anyways, this is one of the last of the Red Roof where you could go into the, they used to have, like, I don't know.
The little salad bar.
It was $7 for all you could eat, and it was great. And
the red cups.
The big red cups. I might have a few of them in my house. God knows Pizza Hut paid my bills for a little bit. But anyways, it's one of the last ones to leave. So I was a little sad to see the red roof get painted this beachy color. And I thought to myself, okay, sunburn. All right, place to get tanning oils. And I don't know, maybe they do something else. No, it is going to be Sunburn Cannabis Dispensary. So,
really?
Hoping
so
again,
now you have this
beautiful. They were hoping for Amendment 3.
I know. So that's what I'm thinking. They look like they're still opening even after the election. But so you have this iconic building now, huge. You know, it's the size of a pizza.
Sure.
Right there on A1A. I don't know if I like it. I just don't know. So hopefully, Sunburn will call me and give me the scoop. Maybe they'll. Popsicles, cannabis popsicles, or something different. I
get
don't
you a
know.
Card. You have to have a medical marijuana card to go in any of the places.
Yeah, that is the dispensaries. Right. That's exactly what you're going to have. So I don't know how I feel about that, but I don't know.
Well there
keep
is an
open
event.
Mind. We'll keep an open mind and not judge.
There is an event that is kind of near and dear to my heart because they're saving animals. It's called the Queens for Canines. Glam Jam Circus, Houndstown at Space Coast is putting this on, and it is queens as in drag queens, but it's going to be at the Holiday Inn in Melbourne Vieira Conference Center this Saturday from around 8 p.m. 100% of the proceeds go to saving animals. It's going to benefit the organizations including Touch of Grey Rescue, the SPCA of Brevard, Hope for Brevard, and Forever Home Rescue. So it's, you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but this is such a good
cause. But I can't tell you anything
cause.
For animals. I don't care who's cause. Doing it. Come out and give to the animals because, oh, my gosh, we have so many of them on the streets.
Absolutely.
And
don't shop.
Yeah.
I'm
so
very, very
let's not be judgmental. Let's look at the thing that they're helping animals.
And Houndstown and does so much for
what is
so
Houndstown?
Many Houndstown, I believe it's a boarding facility and a grooming facility.
Okay.
They've been at many events that I've been to, and they're such nice people. And they're always, you know, the first ones in line to say, hey, we can help do this event, or we can help you do that event, or let's do this event. And it's always about the animals.
So that's good.
And
so, yeah.
The fact that it's, you know, Queens for Canines, which is, you know, a beautiful thing.
See, and
thing
I would have thought
itself.
About that as the, like, oh my gosh, your dog is the princess.
Yes,
I would have just
is.
Thought, yeah.
But it's,
that's
yeah, it's
all
called
good.
A Glam Jam Circus. And I
very
think it's
good.
A public event. So, yeah,
excellent.
You can get your tickets on their, again, their event page.
Excellent. What else you got going on over there?
I've got a few things going
Let's
on.
Let's talk about them.
Demise at the Disco. This looks actually very, very fun. Monday, November 18th at 6 p.m. It's a murder mystery dinner.
Ooh.
And it's at Vine and Olive at 3550 South Washington in Titusville.
So I can tell you my son went to one of them and thought, and you know, it shocked me that he was even going to something like this. But him and his girlfriend said it was awesome. They loved it. It was one in that they had in Melbourne, but the whole murder mystery thing, I've never been.
Those
we should
are really
check that
fun.
Out, I think. We should try that. When is that again?
It is on November 18th, Monday, November 18th at Vine and Olive.
So Vine and Olive put some good things out.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a dinner mystery show?
Mm-hmm.
What it is?
It's a murder mystery dinner. Okay. So the ones that I have been to in the past, I don't know if this is how they do theirs. As you're eating, you're trying to solve the mystery. You're part of the mystery.
So. Sort of like our friend Mark, Maestro Mark, doing his Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, I can't wait. Mark will be back here. We do have Jennifer. I can't believe I forgot my upcoming events in the car,
yeah.
But we do have a couple things happening big for us this weekend. And, of course, I will talk about the orchestra in a minute since that's my fave. But we've got the Holiday Marketplace.
Yes.
We've got the gun show this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday is set up. But Saturday and Sunday we've got the gun show. I'm waiting to see if that's going to be any different since our election has passed. Last time we didn't have a huge attendance. So for the first time
I
ever.
I think it's going to be people are – not as nervous about the election. Either way, people just weren't spending money until the election was over. So I'm hoping that people come out and do some pre-Christmas things.
Well, and that's the thing.
This gun show is going to be the last one before
yes.
Christmas.
We don't
the
have
next
one until
one,
I think like the 28th or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it'll be
so,
a few days
yeah.
after Christmas. So
so if you're shopping guns,
so,
ammo,
yeah.
anything,
if you need
this
a gift,
is the show.
Come to the gun show this weekend.
Yeah. This is the show.
Hubbies, go get your wives a taser. Believe me.
Every,
have so much fun.
No, but I think everyone should have a taser these days. I have
no,
mine.
Yes,
I have my pink
do,
one.
You do not need a taser.
I have my pink taser. I tell the kids, don't touch that. Oh, well, go ahead.
And one of the things that I did see on, again, on the event page on Facebook, there is an event. It's called Coping with Stress and Anxiety from the Election. It's a free workshop, and it's this Saturday at 10 a.m. Cocoa Beach at 525 Minutemen Causeway.
Now, don't you think that's weird that we need a coping from the election? But we do. Because
some people do.
I don't.
No,
I don't
even. But if you look on Facebook, like there's people not speaking to people.
I believe it.
Yeah, there are families that are divided with this. I was brought up, obviously, in Northwest Georgia. And the next day after election was the same as the day before the election. You just didn't act the way people are acting now. You don't. I mean,
that's why I was really glad that there was no fights. There was no, yeah.
But
could have been.
Some of these younger generation, I'm very passionate with them on their causes, but don't make the election your reason to be opposite what you have been telling everybody to embrace.
All right, so here's my moment when I'm not supposed to talk about politics. But I will say this because I'm not going to, you know, myself and my favorite guy in the world, Keith, my brother Keith, we do not see eye to eye in politics. But I found it so funny that he sent me a picture of President Biden, and it said, did I win?
That was funny. That was funny. That was funny.
So, I do find, I like the comedy on both sides, really. I know the, our night shows, the late night with Conan and late night with this one, late night with... They haven't needed writers, you know, in the last couple of years with the politics.
Definitely. Saturday Night Live has done, oh my goodness, I can't even.
Nothing was better than Tina Fey. Tina Fey and she was playing the one from Alaska. You remember Sarah Palin?
Oh, Sarah Palin.
And Yeah, nobody's played I mean, they've had some good people playing our politicians that you just, like Kate McKinnon is just hilarious. But yeah, you didn't need writers, because every day you just turn the radio on and see whatever they would say. Our politicians have, hopefully now they're going to stop saying stupid things. I just hope all of them. I just hope they do.
I'm glad the ads are finished at this point.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, so over the ads.
And
nobody
most of the signs are down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to talk about what they were going to do. They wanted to talk about the other person doing horrible things.
So hopefully we can change it now in this year and make it.
Yeah, it wasn't all about, okay, let's do what we can do to try to win this. But it was instead, it was just bashing the other opponent. Yeah. And that was just, that's the wrong way to approach it.
I agree. Because that makes me, if I want to know what you're doing, I don't.
And how I want to know what you're going to do and how you're going to pay for
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Not
right.
that you can, yeah. that you got enough money to put an ad to absolutely destroy somebody else.
Yeah. How are you going to help the people?
Mm-hmm. I'm not even thinking about politics anymore. I'm done. I'm just putting it in the hands of them. Like putting it in God's hands. I'm just going to sit back and go for the ride and see where it takes me.
That's all you can do.
I'm going to protect my $20. I'm going to keep it in my pocket.
Well, you can always go to the Oddities and Curiosities this Saturday. It's an event at Melbourne Riverview Park, 2400 Riverview Drive. Oddities and Curiosities from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
What is it?
Oddities and Curiosities is kind of one of those things that you've got to like, very different things like shrunken heads and, you know, different things like that. It's just a fun little event.
Is it for kids?
It's for
adults.
Everybody.
For everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's like the thing they used to do at the at Wickham Park, the Renaissance, was all kinds of.
Now, the Renaissance has moved. It's still going to be going on, but it will not be at Wickham Park.
Where's it going to be? Did you hear where it's going
to
be?
You know, I talked to Michael Fico, and I know he told me where, but I do not remember. So we need to get them on to promote.
What
where
time
they...
of year is that? That was a big thing.
They
I can't
are,
believe.
From what I understand, they stopped doing auditions this
that.
Past weekend and for the different parts.
That is
a
such
lot
a huge
parts.
Event. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to it?
And
you just don't want to dress up like a pirate.
I don't dress up like anything except for me.
Or anything.
But they were doing auditions up, I think, until this past weekend. And I believe they're in the process of building things. So maybe spring. Maybe. Yeah.
So I'm a little bummed it's not at Wickham Park anymore.
Yeah. And apparently it's a little bit bigger area. Everybody was very disappointed about the Wickham Park, but I mean, it is what it is. But the Oddities, it says explore a unique marketplace featuring an eclectic mix of oddities, curiosities, handmade crafts, and local artists and authors. Discover everything from vintage collectibles to one-of-a-kind art pieces while enjoying vibrant atmosphere at our outdoor event. And it sounds like something fun to do. I mean,
yeah,
it's time people get
so
back
too.
To doing fun
yeah.
things.
I think we need to get back to
you know,
doing
everything's
fun
things.
Everything's
been so serious and so scary. Let's kind of find some fun things.
So I got something fun. The King Center. Mm-hmm. November 14th, the Wheel of Fortune Live.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
I want to do that. Yes.
Wheel of Fortune Live.
Do you
Live.
Audition that day?
You know what? So what's cooking in the 321? See, this is what I'm saying. We're here to give you guys something to do this weekend, this week. I'm telling you, I want to go to the Wheel of Fortune. I haven't seen my calendar. I didn't look at my calendar for this week because I was busy on something else. I wonder if I have time. When is that, Friday? I really want to do the Wheel of Fortune, and that's a good question. I wonder if they just, like, pick you out of the audience.
Yeah, or if you have to sign up or do something. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
And we'll post that on the What's Cooking in the
321
page. Look, between your words that you make up already and some of the expletives come out of your
but
mouth.
But I'm good at Wheel of Fortune when I'm at home. Listen, we play Wheel of Fortune.
I can see you spinning that wheel as
Heck
it is.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to lean way over. And you know.
I'd probably fall over.
Well.
Wheel of Fortune Live is November 14th at the King Center. Also at the King Center, December 7th, two shows of the Nutcracker. I know everybody plays the Nutcracker everywhere. I got to tell you, I thought I would hate the Nutcracker because I'm just not, you know, I tell Maestro Mark that all the time. I'm not all about these classics and all that. I like, you know, give me top 40, even if it's the orchestra playing it. But it's been pretty cool to see different versions of the Nutcracker because the talent's always great. It really is. So, you know what? I might go to the King Center and see the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. Danny, is that something you would do?
I like to go to theaters like that, and I like to play house and all that stuff in the King Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the King Center, you know, and we're at the King Center. We're Eastern Florida State College, so I'll never, ever say anything bad about the King Center, except I go to a lot of concerts there. Not this past year, but I used to go to, oh my gosh, every month I went to at least one concert. But I don't want to stand for a concert anymore. I got a torn meniscus. So unless I'm in the second floor, because I don't like to sit in the first row, okay? So that one's out. I'm not sitting in the first row. I have to sit in the first row of the balcony. Otherwise, I have to stand the whole concert. I don't want to, I don't want to pay. Concerts are expensive now. I mean, it was over $400 to see Pink.
Mm.
Okay? I don't want to stand, even if I only pay $50, I don't want to stand on a torn meniscus for even a half hour, let alone an hour and a half. Okay? I'm just not doing it.
If she would get that knee fixed, it wouldn't be an issue.
No, I can't get that knee fixed. He told me, kick the can. Yeah, kick the can. Yeah. So that's the only thing I can say is when you see a concert at the auditorium, and you've been there for many concerts, both of you have been there for the concerts, you don't have somebody stand in front of you. You can move your chair over. You can move over in the belt, you know, because we've got bleacher creatures. You can move. But so I think the concerts are so much better at that location just for the fact you don't have to stand. Unless you're Skyper, you know, the Christian rock, they're not Christian rock. They were heavy metal Christian.
Oh, you mean Striper?
Striper? Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was by far the loudest concert I've ever been to in my whole life. And packed. They're giving away T-shirts and Bibles. Signed Bibles. It was so cool, though, but the loudest concert ever. We all had earplugs.
So you say you have trouble seeing when you go to the King Center to watch a concert.
I don't want to stand. You
Why
have to
stand. They got comfortable seats.
No, because everybody's standing in front of you.
Oh,
so
standing.
She wants to be in the balcony so she can see.
I got to be in the front row so I can see.
I don't say I haven't had no issues to that nature, and I've been to many concerts.
No, but you're
King
tall.
Center.
I'm telling you, people stand for every concert now. Now, I remember when I was young, we used to rush the stage. Kiss, rush the stage. You want to be up there in front, okay? You want, you know, sweat throwing on you, all right?
Yeah.
No, I don't want that anymore. I want to sit when I want to sit. I want to watch the concert. You know, I went and saw, I don't know, I've seen everybody at the King Center, Adam Lambert.
You know, I can kind of understand your thought of this because I just really can't imagine you in that Billy Ocean mosh pit that happened.
I've been thrown in mosh pits. Believe me, I've done my day in mosh pits. I'm from Detroit. We had Joe Louis Arena, Cobo Hall. We had, you know, the best of concert places, and I was a concert. But I don't, like, let's just take Peter Frampton. I don't want to stand and watch Peter Frampton. I would rather sit down and just watch it, listen to the music. I don't want to stand.
I haven't had people do that stand in front of me during the whole concert. I mean,
I'm telling them they stand the whole
big
concert. When's the last time you were at a concert?
It's been quite a while.
Okay, see?
There.
What about you? When's the last time, Jennifer, you were at a concert?
No, last year.
Last year? Mm-hmm. Who'd you see?
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember. We were in St. Augustine, and I don't remember, but I'm tall, so I'm one of those people standing that are blocking your view.
She could pick me up, maybe. No. I don't know. I can't
I been to
see. One, I can't see. I'm short. All right, but here,
Center.
So let me think. The last concert I was at went with Isis and Tracy. We saw David Foster, Catherine McVie. Great concert. Okay, so that was not a standing concert. They didn't stand the whole time. They stood, like, after the encore, they stood the next three songs. There again? No, sit down. Just sit down. Down in front. Sit down, okay? So before that, I saw Adam Lambert. They stood the whole concert.
Oh, I would. For that, I would.
You would stand the whole concert?
For Adam Lambert?
Okay.
If he's doing, is he?
Well, why you got to stand? I mean, I can dance in my seat. I dance when I'm driving my car. Now that
yes,
my car drives
she
itself,
does.
I'm doing the dance. I'm doing the,
yes,
Chucky.
She does.
Shoot, I was at Kathy's. I was doing the electric
slide. This car to drive for her as she is doing some kind of crazy dance.
I got look,
thinking,
Jen, I can dance and drive.
I'm so gonna
I can,
die.
And then, of course, my car's going, put your hands back on the wheel.
Watch the road. Put your eyes back on the road.
Put your eyes back on the road.
I'm like, listen to your car, please.
That's right. No, I love to dance. I dance in my seat, but I don't want to stand. And if I want it to, there's another thing. let's take the Happy Together tour. This was sort of a funny concert. It was the Councils. It was the people from Three Dog Night. Bobby Sherman, I think, was emceeing the thing. But you could get out of your seat and go over to the side and dance. You didn't have to stand in front of somebody.
Right.
Okay? It's much better to see a concert at the auditorium where you can move. At the King Center, you're in that one seat. Your seat doesn't move. Your chair doesn't move. And now you're going to stand in front of somebody that's short. Please don't do it. I don't want to stand to watch a concert. I don't want to pay
that
much
money.
And
listen to the concert.
I know. Toto. I saw Toto. That was, they stood. I just want to sit here.
The last concert I went to was Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
Wow.
When he okay. it was George Jones before that, and then Merle Haggard after that. And none of them stood during the they sat down in their seats and listened to the concert. Mm-hmm.
This will show your age. You ever been to a concert that you can't remember when you left?
Oh, I thought you meant like
the one that I love. Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you the concerts that I've been to that I love.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Many Alan Jackson concerts.
Oh, you're a country guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too much on that country.
I think he's doing his final farewell because of his disease that he he's doing his final farewell.
What's he got? MS?
And his tickets went skyrocket.
It's something. It's a neurological heredity disease. I can't remember what it is, but it's not MS.
It's some kind of bone disease that is not curable.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
And it,
he's phenomenal.
Bones deteriorate is what they do, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Huh. And it affects everything.
This is like Celine Dion. Celine Dion got the one
stiff man syndrome.
Yeah, I never even heard of that. That's terrible.
So what they're doing now for his concerts is they put a stand back there so he can lean up against the stand and play guitar while he sings.
Okay, see, so if he can sit, his people to watch him should be able to sit.
He still stands as much as he can.
Yes,
I did see Phil Collins in a wheelchair doing one of his concerts.
Really?
The other day, and that just broke my heart.
Man, we're getting old.
Well, to kind of segue away from that into what this is, the third annual Melbourne Holiday Grinch Fest. My favorite.
Where's that?
I love the Grinch.
Because I love the Grinch.
It's going to be at Wickham Park in Melbourne, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, November 30th. The Grinch Fest.
The Grinch Fest.
I would almost dress up for this.
You're definitely going to be there. What day is that again?
Saturday, November 30th.
November 30th. Okay. We got to definitely hit that one.
Yes. I get to take my granddaughters. Oh, my goodness. Lex. Oh, she would love it, too. We dressed them up as little Who girls.
Oh, that would be cool.
That. What about Grinch? Dressed up as a Grinch?
There'll be enough Grinches there. There'll at least be one. I've heard it at the marketplace that we're doing, not this weekend, but the following weekend, you want to bring your kids on Friday. Literally, we've got a slide that's snow. They can throw snowballs. They can ride the ice. It's a cool day. We're giving away hot chocolate with sprinkles, which is always a beautiful thing. I want to tell you, the marketplace is cool because you come in, it's like you're in a little truly Christmas village. It's got the market lights. The lights are down low. All the booths are nice. It's not like a rummage sale. Do not confuse with a rummage sale. These are all things you could literally come out, and this is in November. Last year it was in December. I think it's great that they're having it in November because you can actually come out and you can buy everybody's Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. And it's cool presents. You know, now when we go to shop for people, it's like, what do you buy them? They have everything. This is different and unique things. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got, like, they're still hand-making things, which I think
is
really cool.
One of the things about this event, though, it has been sold out for vendors for a very, very long time. And there is a waiting list very, very long. Patty said that she does not foresee
There's not taking any more vendors, but I mean, so these people have had a lot of time to prepare and have their booths full, and definitely you can get something for everybody. Not this weekend, the following weekend. It's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. And 24th.
Yes. Friday, I think, is the kids' night.
Zone. That's kids' zone.
I think it starts about five.
Yep, it's $5 for your kid to ride, you know, and get
and
full
play in the snow.
Melbourne Auditorium.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that's the shopping, that's the all that.
All the market,
That's Friday and Saturday.
Show up to that.
You know, I used to do the whole Christmas, you know, German food for that. I was so bummed out that nobody wanted Spätzle. Nobody wanted Spätzle. Nobody wanted Sauerbraten. Took me 5 days to make that Sauerbraten.
Put me some sugar cookies in front of me. I'm good. Hot
chocolate.
Great food. Oh, yes. So you're doing all the hot chocolate. And so that should be a big turnout.
We'll bring everybody over the concession. Saturday, November 16th, 1 to 5. 1452 Highland Avenue. This is in the Art District. It's the collection. It is the Rocky Waters Brewfest.
Oh.
Brewfest 24. It is a collection of the finest craft beers from brewers all over our state of Florida.
So, your brother Scott would love that.
I know. You know what? As soon as I got this one, I was actually going to call him and go, because he travels everywhere. Mm-hmm. For microbrews and stuff. And I know when he retires, that's what he wants to do. So definitely come out for the craft beer show downtown Highland Avenue. There's all kinds of stuff. We've got the Derek Gore is doing his art show also that weekend. And
is that,
I'm going to be
that
there.
Weekend or this weekend?
That's on the following weekend, not this weekend, next weekend.
Goodness. Everything's... Yeah. Starting to get really, really busy. So that's a good thing for all of these vendors and all these restaurants and things, you know. That's everybody come out and support your local people. Buy local.
So you know how I never know my schedule? Friday, this Friday.
It is this Friday? I thought it was.
The 15th. Friday the 15th. I am
Derek,
serving drinks.
Derek, that was her not knowing, not me.
Yes, I am serving drinks at the... over there at on Highland Avenue in the Dirt Core. His art place has got some cool pictures. It's collages. He specializes in collages. He's like world famous for collages. It's pretty cool. But they got a lot of stuff going on there. I don't know, but I just can't miss that Wheel of Fortune, though. I gotta do that
right?
One.
Danny, what did you just do to her?
Danny's giving me his little rabbit ears before he... before he takes us out
one
here,
quick
before he
thing,
gives me the finger.
Miracle City Market in Titusville. This isn't until December 8th, but this is a good idea to go ahead and get this on your calendar. Sunday, December 8th, 10:30 to 2:30, Miracle City Market, Holiday Hoopla at City Hall in Titusville.
What is that?
Hoopla?
Yeah.
It's just a big event that Titusville has. Titusville has many, many events.
So you need to come more often.
I know.
You know,
we've got
to
get with them and...
I was told that I wasn't giving enough love to Titusville back a while ago, and I'm here to say I give a lot of love to Titusville. Shoot, I'm giving love to the Georgia dogs these days.
That's
so,
right.
You know what? I've become a Georgia dog.
I think I scared her the first time she watched the Georgia game with me because I get a little passionate.
She gets very passionate.
Mad. This weekend I was mad, but anyways.
Listen.
Anyways, thank you all for having me, too.
This weekend we're doing Rubens at the Melbourne Auditorium for the gun show. You can get a pastrami and corned beef Reuben. Everybody's always
the looking
Cy
Ginsburg
for them.
One?
We're doing them at the gun show.
Oh, my.
Yes. We're getting, that is our.
I'll be there just for
yes.
The Cy Ginsburg.
Absolutely. Listen, if you forgot, the number's 321-305-9906, 321-437-1567. Keep your comments coming. Don't forget, I haven't checked, but. Hopefully, we've got 25 people that said they want a $25 gift certificate to Melbourne Seafood
and
Station.
And there's a new Facebook page coming.
New Facebook page coming. You heard it here. Thanks for tuning in. Jen, thanks for being here today. I love
Anytime.
Having you here. Danny, thank you for chiming in. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. We're out.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.